Fans of the hit reality TV show Survivor have eagerly awaited the start of the series' new season, and with good reason. Show producers have added a twist to the test of wills and endurance. This time, the group of stranded contestants will be divided into teams based on their race. And while some people think this might help dispel racial stereotypes, commentator Robin Washington is not so sure.
If you hadn't planned on watching the new season of Survivor premiering on CBS, don't let me change your mind. In what the network insists isn't a ratings ploy, 20 contestants will be stranded on the Cook Islands in the South Pacific and divided by race. Black, white, Asian, and Hispanic. Yep, that's right. Black people versus white people versus Asians versus Hispanics. Native Americans apparently didn't make the cut, though I don't think they'll be too upset about it. If you're thinking, they can't do that, well, they can. Reality TV producers have built an entire industry around shock and schlock, with shows based on nightmares like being covered in scorpions or being related to John Gotti, or just being Bobby Brown or Anna Nicole Smith. Now that they have shocked you, the producers of Survivor say what they really are trying to do is improve race relations. In a CBS morning show interview, or commercial, Survivor host Jeff Probst said the idea of four races duking it out with each other came out of criticism that the show has had few contestants of color. To fix that, he says, they decided to try, quote, a social experiment. That's not a new concept. History and current events from Nazi Germany to Darfur are replete with social experiments involving race, only most don't stop with voting one person off an island, not when a whole population and continent are available. It's the show's exercise in democracy, however, that's supposed to redeem this offering of Jim Crow family entertainment. In the now predictable series plotline, the four single-race tribes initially will have to vote to get rid of members of their own group. Then, once the tribes are too small to function on their own, they'll have no choice but to merge with each other. And that's where the racial harmony and the one big happy family and we all love each other stuff is supposed to happen. They might even sing Kumbaya in Cook Islandese. That social experiment may sound good on paper, but wait a minute. The whole point of the show is that it's not supposed to be scripted. Without a plot line, what guarantee is there that tribesmen who are bonded together by race from the beginning of the show are suddenly going to be welcoming of somebody else? And even if the show isn't scripted, I've always had a problem buying the premise that anything in this or any other reality show is real. The contestants may have to rub two sticks together to make fire, but don't think for a minute they're in any real danger, surrounded by a camera crew, complete with portable soundstage and generators. Unless, of course, the TV lights accidentally set the whole island on fire. Like I said, if you weren't planning on watching this social experiment, don't let me stop you. But if you want to see a real reality show with people of all colors stuck in a truly desperate situation with not much more than the clothes on their backs, do turn on the TV. There are a whole lot of stories about the anniversary of Hurricane Katrina right now, and none of that was a game.
Robin Washington is the editorial page editor for the Duluth News Tribune in Duluth, Minnesota.